Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world who have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. If you're into great filmmakers or even maybe news channels, we got my dear friend, filmmaker and photojournalist, David Rivers, coming into town, as well as we also got another special guest, Emily Barker, who's a musical theater instructor, who's going to be coming in as well. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, David Rivers and Emily Barker, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment. And then also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or also, if you just like to send in any nice comments, I like to read off the air a lot of times. And I really, really do appreciate all those. I'd love to read them off when I have the opportunity to, but send them in. I'd like to check those out. Again, that's Tyrone Tan. I'm looking at Tyrone Tan at Indy100.com radio. Also, last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, again, that's at Tyrone Tan over on formerly known as Twitter X, which is at X, which was formerly known as Twitter. That's at Tyrone Tan, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, which is Tyrone Tan Official over there. And then if you really, really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's, again, Tyrone Tan. There you go. There's the socials. Okay, so without further ado, normally we have my guest co-host that comes on, and we'd like to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've rotated throughout the seasons, and it's always great to have you guys on. The one guest co-host is actually working on a project right now, so I do want to say thank you to everyone, though, that has been a guest co-host. But so we're going to be bringing in our guests, do something special, and just to kind of go into it, and then we're going to talk some movie reviews with them. And then like just bring them in right now. So one of my guests, he's back in town, and he's a their friend. He's actually a producing partner of mine as well on projects that we worked on, as well as this a dear friend. He actually was also on me with the red carpets during Star Wars Entertainment, a lot of red carpet events, but mostly he is a good person. He is David Rivers, who's also a photojournalist as well, but he's also director producer of the movie that I also was blessed to produce called When It Rings. He's coming in along with Emily Barker, who's a musical theater instructor. So we're just going to bring them in. And I'm thinking we're bringing them in traditional style. I think it would be kind of cool on a cool chariot. You know, David's a manly man. Like, I haven't seen him in a while. He's got like a beard going on and everything. He's very manly now. He was like a young little boy at one point. One point when I met him, he was such an innocent boy. Now he's a man. So I thought I'd bring him in very Herculean, so to speak, and bring him on a chariot, kind of like gladiator style. And then he's going to be bringing in with I believe, Little Birdie told me, his girlfriend, who's also I would say in the eyes of a princess to him, possibly. So I think we bring him on a chariot, make them feel special, make them feel welcome. So without further ado, we're going to bring them in. Again, this is David Rivers, filmmaker as well as photojournalist for News Channel 5, I guess in his area, and then also Emily Barker, musical theater instructor. Okay, so we'll bring him in on the counter. We're going to open up the studio there, and then we're going to whistle in the horses. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here they come. On the chariot. Okay, they're coming down the street. Look, waving all the fans. Oh, my gosh. Look at all those fans out there. They're throwing roses at David. I don't know if he's taken. I think he's taken. There he is, stopping for some selfies. Signing autographs. All right, here he goes. They must be When It Rings fans. or just News Channel 5 fans. You never know. And here he is. Oh, and there's Emily. Oh, she's taking some selfies as well. Well, there's a bunch of guys throwing numbers out here. Listen, I don't know if they're doing, we'll talk about that. We'll see. Here they come into the studio, coming in on the chariot. He's stepping out. Oh, look at him. He's escorting her down off like a gentleman. Here he is, my dear friend, filmmaker, photojournalist, Mr. David Rivers, along with musical theater instructor Emily Barker. Here they come. Welcome, David Rivers and Emily Barker, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hey, Tyrone, how's it going?
How's it going, man?
Hello, hello.
Hi, Emily Barker.
All right,
welcome again, guys, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thanks for having us.
Wow, look at your voice. It's all deep and everything. Wow, it's a manly man's voice now. It's been a while.
It's a real man.
Yeah, it's a real man. Wow. Did you go through like realmen.com or something?
Ooh,
like that?
Oh,
you
go, no.
Like you may find, you know, find a real man. You got Dave Rivers pops up. He's like the poster child of that. No, I'm teasing. No, he's a good guy. I always mess with you.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that joke. We were with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And here's a little back history, because I know you guys are allowed to say your boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
But give
me
a little insight of David. He's always been very mature for his age, but I forget how much younger he is. So one time, I was with a friend and. It was an Oscar night event.
Yeah.
And it was the year that Leo DiCaprio, a friend of mine, got won for his Oscar.
Yeah.
And we're at this after party, and we run into a longtime friend of mine, an actor named David Faustino, who was on a show called Married with Children. Okay. So here we are. I introduced David Rivers to my friend David Faustino, who played Bud Bundy on this. It was a big TV show.
Awesome.
Called Married with Children. So we're talking for a long time, probably an hour, and you know they're laughing it up and talking and this and that. And so after we leave, David Rivers says to me, in front of my other friend that I was with, he goes, "Oh man, that guy was cool, this and that." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "What was that? What was the show that he was on again?" I'm like, "Oh," and again in my head I'm thinking, "Oh yeah, everyone knows Married to Children." You know, I say Married to Children was a big show. He's like, "Oh, that's right." He's like, and then he pauses and he goes, "Oh yeah, my parents love that show." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, your parents?" He's like, "Yeah, I did." I'm like, "Oh, wait, your parents grew up with it?" And that was that. He loved that show. And I was like, "Oh my gosh," it totally blanked out the generation gap that he was like, he didn't grow up watching the show, but his parents didn't. I was like, "Oh my." And so my friend who was with me, every time I bring up David's name, he's like, "Oh, is that the guy?" And then every time he exaggerates, he's like, "Oh yeah, was it your parents?" And they went from your grandparents watching. Like, he's like, "How old are you?" Because he always came across more mature for his age, and I forget that how much. Well, now you're man.
Yeah, now I'm 30.
No baby face anymore. Now you got the there you go. But no, that's kind of a little back story.
Sharing
that for you. Yeah. So. But it was cool, and but we go back. I don't know how long now. At least how many years that we've known each other?
It's got to be going on 10, maybe.
At least 10 years.
Yeah, at least.
But
10.
I mean, probably more than that. But it's been a fun ride, and you know, I want the audience to get to know you a little bit more. So what we're gonna do really quickly before we jump into the nitty gritty, Emily? What we do? I don't know. Did you by any chance get the memo? the memo is, normally when we have the guest co-host, we talk about some movie reviews. But since we're not going to have the guest co-host, we're just going to kind of go into it. I thought maybe we do some movie reviews with you guys. Have you guys, by any chance, seen any movies in the theater lately?
Yeah, I think the most recent movie we saw together was The Strangers, Chapter 1.
Oh, wait. Is there movies you don't see with her? Huh? The way he emphasized that. You know, the last movie we saw together, like, why wouldn't you see it with your girlfriend?
I was out of town for about a week before him. So.
Yeah. So you would actually not wait for her. Trying to get you in trouble.
Right.
You're like, well, the last movie we saw together was, because I forgot about it. Okay. No, but you saw was Strangers. The Strangers, Chapter One.
Okay,
so really quickly, I'll do a quick little synopsis thanks to IMDb here, and then you'll talk because I haven't gotten to see this. So again, here goes The Strangers, Chapter One, rated R, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little synopsis. After their car breaks down in an eerie small town, a young couple is forced to spend the night in a remote cabin. Panic ensues as they are terrorized by three masked strangers who strike with no mercy and seemingly no motive. directed by Rennie Harlan and starring the awesomes Madeline Petsch, Ryan Brown, Matas Lajtak. I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing anything. And a plethora of great actors and talent in here. I have not got to see it, but I heard it's good. You guys got to see it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. She was terrified.
Really?
Okay. I was actually waiting for her to ask if we could leave.
Well,
it's real. I normally do scary movies, but this one was a little too real for me.
Now, have you guys seen any of the original? Like,
because you
didn't see Stranger. Was this based off? Like, you've seen Strangers?
Yes.
With I want to say Liv Tyler was in that one.
Yes. No, I haven't seen those ones.
Okay, that one was that was like the first one, I believe.
Yeah.
If it's in the same family of the films. The franchise. Yeah, I think it is. But Strangers, you got to see. That was like the one that I saw years ago.
Yeah.
And I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we watched it at my house. And I like to sometimes, because at this place where sometimes I have the back door open and all that stuff, sometimes if it's late at night during the summer. And we were watching this thing. I had to go lock the doors. make sure the dogs were out. Like, because we would watch it in my, we were watching on video or DVD, whatever. And it was that's how scary it was. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh man, I go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she want to go home? Anyway, but so I didn't know
what you were doing.
Yeah, but it was good. But it was scary. So for you.
Oh yeah, I thought it was so well done.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked it up later because he was telling me about the originals, and it seemed like almost like a remake with some slightly different details.
Yeah.
But it was, it was really well done.
I was wondering, is it a prequel to the original?
Or? I believe it's a prequel or it's a completely remake.
Does it talk about why they're killing for this one?
No,
okay.
It doesn't.
Okay.
I think they're actually, because we looked it up after they're filming three of them.
Yeah, it's going to be three
different chapters.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I wasn't, but they're like, if you like this one, then I'm assuming. What I've heard was the same thing. I heard nothing but good things so far. But if it's anything like the original, the original was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, really good. I just will not watch it by myself.
Well, it was funny because at first she didn't believe me that they're based on a true story. And that's when she started like reading all of it up. And,
well, yeah. I didn't want to believe it was based on a true story.
That's awesome. So, well, cool. Okay, so do you highly recommend checking it out in the theater?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and yourself, Emily?
I would. Just be aware. You may be a little freaked out.
I'm really surprised David went to see that, because normally when I see scary movies with him, he asked me if I could take one of his parents. Or he's like, I'm teasing. And they let you in, David?
Don't forget, he's a real man now.
He's a real man now, yeah. Because even in the, in his IDs, where they'd be like, okay, wait, how old are you, man? No. Anyways, the one thing I could always count on, well, we'll talk about that, is his laugh. He'll make you laugh even when you're not wanting to laugh.
Even in The Strangers, chapter one.
He's like, look, a knife.
I think that maybe happened, actually.
Oh, yeah. He's like, look at that. What a dumbass. He's going into the room by himself. Anyways, but okay. Well, cool. So you both highly recommend checking it out.
Again,
it's out there. I've not gotten to see it, but I have heard nothing but good things. And David Rivers and Emily Barker say go check it out. Again, it's called The Strangers, Chapter 1, Rated R. It's out there. All right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, let's get into it. So you've been on the show before, David. It's been a while. But Emily, this is your first time.
Thank you for having me.
So what we're going to do, we want the audience to get to know you guys, if not fans already, but to get to know about you guys and maybe become fans of you guys, support you guys in any way. David's got this list of fans. Let's see, he's already used to this by now. He's So... but I'm just surprised he even decided to even have a relationship now, because I'm teasing. See, again, if you guys like that laugh, need him for a good soundtrack for any cool sitcoms.
Right.
Anyway, so Dave, so let's start off with this hard hitting question. I don't know if Emily, if we prepped you for this. We always start off with a hard hitting question, and it'll get easier.
Okay, great.
Okay,
I can't
wait. The hard hitting question we start off with is. Were you born and raised?
So I was born and raised out in Orange. Here in Southern California.
Oh, Orange. Okay, so yeah, there's this worldwide, so not everyone's going to know what Orange is. Yeah. I'm out born in an Orange.
Yeah, out here in California, the city of Orange. Okay. And then, last time I think that we talked, I was living up in Montana, Bozeman, and then now I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Gotcha. Awesome. So, but you were born in Orange, the city of Orange.
Yeah.
In California.
Yes.
All right, cool. See, what I also, if you, I'm not gonna make fun about this one. but okay, so, well, that's cool. And then Ray's obviously most of the time in California.
Yeah, I didn't move out there until I think it was 25.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you listen to the question, is where are you born and raised?
It was.
He's like, and then.
He jumped ahead.
And then, let's anyway.
He got excited.
Yeah, I got it. I totally messed with you, Joe. Yeah, okay. And Emily Barker, and yes. About you, so where were you born and raised?
So I technically was born in Westlake, Ohio, which is kind of a suburb of Cleveland, but I did not spend very much time there. So I was essentially raised in Charlotte, North Carolina.
See? Listens to it.
That's our relationship. See, yeah, yeah.
He's like, she's like, but no, it was funny. So anyways, I was going to even go further than that. So now, David, again, so for those that maybe missed you the last time, so I know you're a filmmaker as well as you're a news journalist. Mm-hmm. Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be entertainment and showbiz or anything like that?
I did have a little bit of a feeling, but I was kind of raised more where it's like, oh, the government lifestyle is the best. And so I kind of got into engineering.
Really? I don't even know if I remember that. You really?
Yeah, because when I met you is right when I started getting into more event things. Yeah, troublemaking. Yeah, sure. No.
But well, you always wanted to be an engineer, really?
I didn't want to. I just kind of like ended up doing that. As a kid, I remember wanting to get into like any kind of entertainment, really. For a while, yeah, I did music, but that I was really good at.
Well, I had no idea about the engineering background. I don't know, that's cool. What kind of engineering? Like,
It was so early on. I was just kind of doing. Yeah. I was trying to find out which field
like,
I was.
Got it. Like building Legos and erector sets and stuff like that kind of engineering.
Yeah,
building stuff.
And then I met you, and then that's what kind of got me into filmmaking.
That's awesome. Oh, so really, it wasn't during that time until you got into it. Wow, that's very interesting. Very cool to hear. And then what about yourself, Emily Barker? Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be into musical theater? Or?
Pretty much. I was a big, avid theater lover. My parents are divorced, and so my dad lived in New York when I was growing up, and my mom also, ironically, works for a news station in North Carolina, and so we would get a lot of free tickets from that. So between New York and Charlotte, I saw a bajillion shows and really loved it. So yeah, I started doing kind of like school and community theater at the age of 6 and, you know, have continued on in different facets in that throughout a lot of my life. And yeah, I love theater. It's a awesome art form, and I'm really grateful for it.
So what was your first, let's say, your first musical theater? Do you remember your first musical theater play or production that you saw?
Oh, that's a great, the first one. That's a hard question. I know that pretty early on.
Or maybe the one that's most memorable to you.
Yeah, for sure. I saw Beauty and the Beast on Broadway with Christy Carlson Romano from Even Stevens. Okay. And I loved her from Even Stevens as a kid. And so we got third row seats to that. And I was adamant that she looked at me. She probably didn't. But that one was definitely super impactful.
Really? So the Beauty and Beast. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Are you into musical theaters, Dave? I know.
My family... My sisters mainly were into them.
Especially though.
Yeah.
No.
He's gotten a little bit more into it.
I have gotten a little bit more into it. But
so
yeah.
it was your family. So your sister, that's right.
Yeah, because she was all into that. So it wasn't like completely out of my realm. And then I did a little bit in like junior high and high school.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, now I'm starting to see them more frequent.
Wait, now when you say a little bit, meaning singing and dancing into the musical theater? Or were you like the tree that they go, okay, yeah, we need a prop, and then they're like going, Dave, it goes all volunteer.
Yeah, it was mainly like that.
He's like, I was involved. No.
Nothing that was like a leading person or anything.
No, but that's cool. But because it was funny that there was a comedian that he would be like he would make this joke. He's like, yeah, I was in the musical theater. Or it was in the theater. He's like, but I always got cast in the same part. I was like the tree. It's like in the back, like, don't say anything. Just stay in the back there. But you got, do you remember any plays you did as well?
I don't. None of them were like big ones. They were kind of the ones that our teacher put together. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't like Mean Girls or anything like that. Yeah.
Great show. He did, though. I convinced him to do a little improv show with me.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Recently. Yeah. And he had he played an angry drunk, and we had a great time. Wow. So we were married and in the show, and we didn't like each other. So
yeah.
We had a good time with
him. Well, I know one music, at least movie, that you got into was because I remember playing it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting the song, or he asked me about it, and he got the soundtrack, I think, afterwards, was The Greatest Showman.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
And I remember we were playing that in the car, and then you're like, what is that? What is that? And then,
yeah.
It's good fun.
So which sister? We'll give her a shout out. Which sister was in the musical theater?
Errol.
Errol. How you doing, Harold?
We had a long conversation about theater yesterday, she and I. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, Emily is like super into it. Like her bedroom wall has all the playbills of like everything.
Really?
She's
okay, so let me ask you this, if you don't mind. What was it that attracted you to her? Like when you guys met, like did you know this was someone that you would like, or was it more of those you hung out enough and then you started going, you know, okay.
It was like our first meeting, like we just talked for hours, I think, until I had to go to work.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was just like,
was that a party or something?
No, it was at Opryland.
Okay.
Yeah, so we met off of Hinge. Mm-hmm. Okay. The dating app.
Okay, awesome. And then you guys
designed to be deleted.
Yeah.
Now that about yourself, what is it for David that
yeah, he just very intentional and really was open to communication and, you know, does fun things. I think, you know, my family being in news and kind of having a bit of that understanding of what that life looked like it was just kind of a cool connection. And yeah, we connected really early on and talked through a bunch of stuff. And you know, I feel like very early we just were like, okay, here's our baggage. Awesome. Let's deal with this now so that we know. And yeah,
that's awesome. Well, very, very, I'm so excited for you guys, for you guys in general. No, we're David. Oh, I mean, because David, to be honest with you, I've known him for at least over 10 years at least. And he is actually a very, and I'll say this as a little kudos for him. Let me make sure the check cleared from his dad first. No. Anyway, no, but he's been one of a loyal dear, not only just a friend, producing partner as well, and just you know, a colleague and a professional, very, very loyal, very trustworthy. So, very, very happy for you, man. So, and how long has it been now? You guys been
6 months?
Oh, wow, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
David, do you even know the date? You guys, the first date? What give you?
December 12th.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Say okay. He say that's a good. He's looking at me like this. No, I just want to, but that's cool. But that's, I'm so very excited. So, okay. So David, back to you. So who inspired you, let's say in general, was there an inspiration as a getting the films or into entertainment for you? Was there like someone that you always looked up to as a filmmaker or director? Or
I mean, like not one if I had to say one person, it'd probably be like George Lucas.
Okay.
But I really got into like the behind the scenes. I mean, that's kind of where the engineering was too. It's because I was like watching how they made stuff and just like all the, especially in Star Wars, where all that thought and went into making, you know, all those cool things. And
that's awesome. And so you say George Lucas.
Yeah, okay, I'd say cool. George Lucas.
What was your favorite movie, let's say, growing up? Was it Star Wars or?
My favorite movie growing up, and I actually just made her watch this, was
made her watch it.
Was Galaxy Quest.
Really? Okay. Yes. Really?
We finished it after The Strangers Chapter 1 because I was terrified.
So that was his little wave going, you don't want to go to sleep. He's like, let's watch Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
But
I watched that movie at least once a year.
Really? Yeah. Awesome. I did not know that. Did you have an opportunity to meet Tim Allen? Like,
I did not know.
Okay, so now that I know you're like, I run into Tim Allen.
The George Lopez golf.
Yeah, golf. But now that I know you're a fan of Dallas, I'm trying to get him a shout out. Yeah, because he's done shout outs for me before. I just didn't know you were.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's good to know. And what about yourself, Emily Barker? Mm-hmm. Who was your inspirations into musical theater?
Oh, there's so many. I probably, honestly, one of my biggest ones is Carrie Butler. She was in the original cast of Hairspray. She played Penny. She most recently was in Beetlejuice, and yeah, she's been in a million things. Like, at least like 10 Broadway shows, which is insane.
So the top three, let's say for you, top three musical theater productions would be like, if you're like,
okay,
can I just say, just to give you my background for musical theater, mm-hmm. as much of what got me into liking it, Peter Pan.
Okay.
Sound of Music, I always loved since classic. I think those are the Annie.
Classic. So okay, I did Annie in seventh grade.
All because of like a girl I knew was into these productions, mm-hmm. and I wasn't into. I always loved Sound of Music regardless. And then Peter Pan, I remember like maybe sixth grade, and I didn't know that the person flew, and then also they flew in the audience. Like what? Yeah. And so I then started liking musical theater, and then it wasn't until this girl I knew was doing a lot of musical theater productions. Yeah, yeah. And so that was me. So for you. Okay.
So my favorite show is a relatively new, but in the Broadway community, not as new. But it's called Six. It's about the six wives of Henry VIII. And it's kind of told from their perspective. And it's really like a rock pop concert that's a musical, which is really cool. So that one is awesome and huge, and people should definitely check it out. Phantom of the Opera, I mean, it's classic, but you know, it was around for 35 years, which is just really cool. I luckily was friends with one of the closing Broadway company members. She was with it for like the last 5 years of it, and so I was able to go to reopening when it opened after COVID, and then was also there for closing. And that's just been an important one in my life. I saw it with my dad in New York. I saw it with my mom a bunch in Charlotte, and yeah, Phantom is huge for sure. And then I would also, relatively new, but based on classic movie, but David already said it, but I love me some Mean Girls. It's just a great show, honestly. The movie remake was not as great as the musical, but okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I think they did the movie just recently. But did you like the original movie?
I do, yeah, honestly. So big Mean Girls fan. It's Wednesday. I'm wearing pink pants.
Oh, because that's it's Wednesday. Funny. So, okay.
Yes.
Do you have like a favorite actress yourself or anything in general, or is there anyone that you like, or is it all musical theater or not really? You're not into
Hollywood.
Yeah.
I love Anna Kendrick. I think she's like my spirit animal. I read her autobiography. And yeah, I love everything she's in.
Okay, awesome. How about actors? Anyone that you like?
Ooh, I'm trying to think. There's a lot, but I'm not like
Zac Efron.
That's true. He was my childhood crush.
Really? Okay, yeah. So High School Musical type people.
Yeah. Awesome. Honestly, probably.
That's funny.
Comes down to musicals. So
that's awesome. And then, so what about out of those musical theater productions? What for you, David? What could you get into like yourself? If she said, "Hey, let's go see blah blah blah," you could be like, "Oh, okay, no problem, I love that," or you still have to.
Yeah, I made him see the Tina Turner musical with me,
which was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
I wasn't expecting to not like it, but I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, because every time I was like, "Oh wow, that's cool," and she's like, "Oh, it's not even like you're not even ready for what's next."
Have you seen the movie about the Tina Turner with Angela Bassett?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good one.
But I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah,
that's more dramatic though.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's from like 3 hours from us, so we gotta go sometime.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I also, my friend from high school actually played her in Broadway in the closing cast of Tina.
Oh, awesome!
I have a strong connection to that one, so it was around for Valentine's this year. So I was like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. Wait, would this be? Did you guys have your first Valentine's Day together yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What'd you get her?
We went to go see Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The live show.
Oh, the live show. I thought you meant like the actual.
No,
like,
no, no. Yeah, the live show that they toured.
I didn't know they did that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Okay. So now, so David, back to you here. So you like George Lucas, and then what got you? I get more into, I would say, the career of it. Like, what was it that sparked you to get into more? Like, let's do this. I want to do this.
Yeah. Career. So, like, once I started doing school and started doing like the film productions, I was like, this is really fun. I think I could see myself doing this further. And from the film or the student films that we did led to When It Rings, and that's when I was like, okay, yeah.
We'll try to touch upon it now, because I know you talked about it before, and then we'll give a big shout out to Ty Haston, who was your directing partner and writing partner.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it a little bit before we get into your photojournalist. So, which is you parlayed into, well, we did some red carpet stuff together, and you worked on some productions, and then you're directing your first feature film. Talk about a little bit about that process of writing it, directing it, and how that all came about and what it's about.
Yeah, so it started off with the short film that we did, and you really liked it, and you gave us that opportunity to make it into the feature, and it went pretty quick during that. I mean, from the point when you're like, "Hey, do you guys have an idea for this as a feature?" to actually filming, I mean, yeah, that was just all
done. Well, because it was what I first remember. It was, you did like a little trailer, for a film project, and I thought the trailer, and again, you could talk elaborate what it was about, but I just thought the trailer was really good, and I just so happened to be talking to people that were trying to, you know, invest into a film that fit a certain budget, and you happened to have a script that fit it. And you're like, and you said, a lot of your friends thought you guys should make that into the movie, and you just wrote, you happily write the script at the same time I happened to be looking for that project.
Yeah, we wrote the script, and then we had to make a couple changes to it just to kind of make it more doable for Ty and I, who at the time...
Ty Haston, which would be your partner.
Yeah, because we didn't do really anything before, so we were like, okay, let's make this more doable for, you know, new filmmakers, and so we just went from there. I mean,
what's the film about? Because I know what it's about.
So the film's about this family. They were together, and an accident happened to the sister. 10 years goes by. The dad and the son moved out, but now they're coming back to clean up the house because they had to sell it. And when they're there, the son, Zach, he starts to have visions about how his sister died, and he has to kind of figure out if things happen the way that he remembers, or if these are all just kind of illusions coming back.
Awesome. And what inspired, I don't know if I asked you that, what inspired you to write that, or you guys to write that story?
Oh, man. I was in a Toys R Us because I used to love to hang out there.
Uh-huh. That's really weird.
Yeah.
I hope it was when you were a kid.
Not a real man yet.
Just precursor, before you were really manly man.
And I remember...
I like hanging out with Toys R Us sometimes. Back when it was a place to hang out. I said that in Walmart. When Walmart first started, or not first started, when they first opened, I thought Walmart was fun. Like, it was... Yeah. I mean, my girlfriend would go hang out there, and then it got all... Started locking stuff up behind glass cases. I'm like, what? And then they started making the aisles smaller. It's like no longer fun anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways, Toys R Us was always, at least the one I grew up here, was always awesome to just hang out.
Oh, it was so great. Their board game section was just, no one could beat it. And I remember I went through down one aisle and saw the Fisher-Price phone. Uh-huh. And I was like, that thing is so terrifying. How has no one made a movie about this yet? And so that's what led to our student film.
Okay, so just about a phone that actually rings. Got it.
Yeah,
and then you put in the whole concept about if a toy phone would ring and a dead person.
Yeah, if a dead person was on the other line.
Awesome. And how long do you think it took you guys from the, you know, seeing something like an item on the shelf, so to speak, and then writing a movie to what you guys did?
So when I saw the item on the shelf, we were still in class, and the class. Knowing that was going to be our final project, that was about like 3 months right there. And when all of the students reviewed it and just said it was super fun and could be turned into a feature, that's when we started writing it. So writing a feature, I mean, that was our first time writing it. So we kind of wrote it quick. I remember our first draft of it was like 20 pages long for a feature. And we're like, oh my gosh, we just like sped through that. And so we had to go back to it, make it, even longer. And I think before we shot it, we probably spent 4 months on the script.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty good. Awesome. And then fast forward, you got to get it made. You have Sally Kirkland's in this.
Yep, Sally Kirkland.
A Golden Globe winning actress, Academy Award nominated actress, Sally Kirkland. You got a BAFTA Award winning actor, Gonzalo Martin.
Yep.
Matt Alfonso.
Yep, my favorite.
Sophia Monti, Amy Ellenberger. Mel Novak.
Yep.
So, and what was it like working with all them?
It was amazing. I mean, it was a great crew to work with, cast and crew. I mean, we had so much fun on set. It almost didn't feel like work.
Yeah. No, I could. Yeah, and that was great to see you guys, you know, in action. To be honest,
yeah.
For me, the gratifying thing as a producer of it was just seeing your guys' dream kind of come true.
Yeah.
And you guys are just you guys are good collaborators, and you guys were just good partners. It just was a good time.
It was
a good time. And so people get you, it's out there on platforms right now.
It is.
And we're working on some stuff that we probably can't talk about. But but yeah, I just want to let you know, it's called When It Rings.
Yep.
We had
the premiere too, not too long ago.
That was awesome too.
I think you had Alfonso and Gonzalo on here to talk about that.
Yeah. And then, that's right. And then, and then Sally showed up, and it was cool to reunite with everybody. It was a long time from when we shot it. And there's a lot that had happened throughout that time from pandemic and blah, 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 but still
strikes.
I think it was just cool just to see everybody, but also to see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
I still have my ticket stubs, and, but it was a cool, fun night. And, so I'm very, very, you know, I'm very, very proud of you both. So,
thanks.
And everybody involved, but
it was very surreal.
So it's very, very cool. So again, that's When It Rings. We'll give a shout out to Ty Hasten, who could not be here, who is also your co-writer and director into the project and producer as well. But Ty, hopefully we'll get you back in here. But, so check it out. So let's jump from When It Rings,
yes,
which is out there. And we had a cool little theatrical there, but it's out there. But we want to focus on right now your photojournalism career.
Yeah.
So how did that get into play from filmmaking, and then how did that go? Because you go for photojournalism for News Channel 5.
Yeah.
Is that in your area? Which is, because yeah. I mean, I hear out Channel 5 for us is
KTLA.
KTLA. So where are you from now? Where are you at now? I'm sorry.
So when COVID happened, you know, everything kind of shut down and I still needed paychecks and all that. So I had a teacher who told me, if film doesn't work out, there's always going to be news. So I kind of listened to him and I made the jump into news, and that's when I moved to Montana. And I kind of hit the point where I couldn't grow anymore in Montana.
Okay.
And so I made the jump from in news, you kind of rank everything by market, and Bozeman, Montana was ranked 185 out of 205, I think.
When do you say 185 out of 205, meaning?
There's 205 markets in the U.S.
Got it.
Los Angeles is the second market.
Got it.
Because they has the highest population. And Bozeman was, 185 out of 205. And now I'm in Nashville at 27.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a big jump. Same company.
Yeah.
Working for the CBS station out there.
So what is it? Now, for those that don't know, let's just, for those that don't know what photojournalism is, let's say, what do you do personally?
So, I do a couple things. In the mornings, I'll go out with a reporter and we'll do these things called live hits where, when you're watching the news, you have the anchors behind the desk and then they'll like toss to someone in the field. I'm behind the camera for that.
Okay.
But then also I'll make my own stories, and like one of the recent stories I did was for Move, which is what Emily is involved with. And I just did a whole story, no storyteller in it, no reporter going over it. It was just kind of this whole story told itself.
Okay. Awesome.
And so, that's kind of what I really like doing more than the live hits.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to talk more about what you do behind the scenes, but then we're also going to get into Emily Barker's career as well as a musical theater instructor and what she does. But we're going to do a cut to a music break, and then we'll get back more here with David Rivers, filmmaker, photojournalist for News Channel 5 and filmmaker of When It Rings, as well as back here with Emily Barker, musical theater instructor. Again, but we're going to do a cut to a music break, and I thought what we'll do is play you a song. It's easy. Normally I have my guest co-host introduce this song, but it's pretty easy. So what I'm going to have you do, Emily, I could have you introduce this song, and even though you don't know what it is, because I'm not going to give you, I'll say the artist, and then you could say the title.
Okay.
But here it's very easy if you really pay attention. Okay, so the artist is a dear friend. His, and I thought just because you're new here and your first time here in LA, so I thought I'd make it something simple. His name is Alexander James Rodriguez. He's a dear friend. He was actually a guest on this show, but he had this cool song that I think will fit for your visit here.
Amazing.
So his name is Alexander James Rodriguez, and the song is the name of the state that you're visiting.
California.
There you go. I thought I'd make it easy for you.
Thank you.
So let's introduce this now. So I'm going to say the artist's name, and then you'll say what the song is. So again, coming back here, we're going to be going to cut to music break. This is Alexander James Rodriguez with the song
California.
All right. We'll be right back here with David Rivers and Emily Barker. We'll be right back. Here we go. And on the count of three, we'll do that. Wait, by any chance, did you get to memorize the what I just said about the artist, the name?
Alexander James Rodriguez?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's do that. Let's do that. Now, since you could hear it, so do it one more time.
All right. Up next, we have Alexander James Rodriguez is California.
With the song California. Okay, let's do that. And take two.
And up next, we have Alexander James Rodriguez with the song California.
There we go. Oh, there you go. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now, listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream, and we live it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab our boards, and we're feeling good.
in Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California. Beautiful girls, NYC has the diamonds and pearls, but in LA it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California.
Again, that was Alexander James Rodriguez with the song
California.
There you go. Learn quick. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Again, that's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check him out, Alexander James Rodriguez. He's got a lot of great new songs. That was actually an older song that he's had that that I love playing, especially for people that are coming out of town. But I love promoting him in that song. But as well, he's got a lot more music videos, a lot more new tracks. Check him out. That's Alexander James Rodriguez on Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. Check him out on the socials. Good guy, good person, and dear friend. So again, did you like that song by chance?
It was great.
It's good, catchy. It's good. Good
welcome
good.
Me to very California.
Catchy. Yeah. So speaking of, what kind of music are you into, Emily?
Ooh,
I know you're in the musical theater, but is there?
I do like indie stuff as well.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
So are you like rock? Are you like into
kind of
rock,
more like the folk stuff?
Folk
yeah,
stuff. Okay.
But I mean, he likes screamo, so we. I listen to
what do you like? I forget what you like.
I like a lot of like screamo music and a lot of like emo.
Oh, okay. It's like, what's screamo though? I've never heard of it.
It's like where they're screaming. It's really funny.
Are you sure it's not heavy metal? No.
I mean, there's some heavy metal too. Yeah. Like we have a playlist because we've been doing a lot of road trips lately.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And you'll hear Broadway and then like screamo. It's just
that's
so crazy. Funny.
It's a good time.
Well, okay. So we are back here again with a filmmaker, photojournalist, David Rivers. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then musical theater instructor Emily Barker.
Thank you.
So I know, David, we talked a little bit about your background. Again, mm-hmm. you from going into filmmaking. You got a movie called When It Rings, which is out there. You did with Ty Haston that is out there, which is, what would you call it, the psychological thriller?
Yes,
out there. And then you jumped into, well, you're still a filmmaker in general, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but you also got into photojournalist for News Channel 5 out in Nashville,
Tennessee.
And then, so you talked about a little about your day-to-day, but what is, and what's the, I guess for you, what gets you motivated throughout the day to do that particular position, line of work?
Telling my own stories. I mean, since they let me do kind of my own stories, like I was saying earlier, with Emily's thing with her move five, how I was able to tell that. They want me to keep doing that, so that kind of like motivates me. I'm right now trying to work on one where it's just a story about like musicians in Nashville. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's going to be like a little 2-minute, almost like a short film, almost how I kind of make them.
So for you, what is this that people don't realize what goes into it? So let's say a new story breaks, or now you get to create your stories, or so to speak, or do you get called in to go, hey, we need you
both.
To go. Okay, so what's a typical
Day is, yeah, I'll get called in to go to it. One thing, like I do work weekends. Uh-huh. And I do the midnight shift on the weekends, and so I'll get called into like a lot of like shootings or fires and stuff like that. That's like a typical Saturday or Sunday.
So that would be like, let's say there's a shooting at blah blah blah. Go there, you have to do some B-roll, which is like some video clips of it.
Yeah.
And then what do you got? You got to write it out. You got to write out a story really quick.
I got to talk to the cops to see what happened. I have to take all the notes of what they're telling me. Then I got to give it to the anchors who will put together the script. I don't really, put together the script. I just tell them all the facts of what happened.
Okay, so then there's some other person that will go on the camera. So you're doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then the person that hosts the thing or whatever, we're here live at blah, 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 they're kind of just taking your information.
Yeah.
Do you guys collaborate on how that works out? Or
We will sometimes, especially on the weekend, but not really on the weekday because there's just so many people weekend where it's more of a limited crew.
Got it. And then when you have a specific story you want to make, like yourself, you say, so how long of a process is that?
So, the one I did for Emily was one day.
Really?
Yeah. I did everything in one day.
Yeah, it was like the week before, and I was like, oh, yeah, we have this big 5K. You probably can't come. And he was like, oh, maybe we can make a story out of this. So, yeah.
So what was that story? What did you do? What was that story about?
I'll let you actually talk about what the event was.
I work with a group in Nashville called Move Inclusive Dance. It's a dance studio for people of all ability levels. And so, it's our fifth anniversary year this year. And so every year we do a 5K, but it was a little bit bigger this year because it's our anniversary year. And so, it's a 5K, but is, a typical run. But, the best kind of part of the day is we do a big performance with our dancers. And I stage manage all of our shows with Move. And so, I was kind of, responsible for the stage, but then he's getting B-roll. He interviewed a lot of the dancers. He interviewed our founder and director, Lauren Morris, and just really kind of put that story together.
Yeah, and so I just took the interviews and kind of told the story with what they were saying and made it a 2-minute thing.
Mm-hmm. So it goes from it could take an all day thing for a 2-minute situation.
Yeah, okay.
Well, which is cool. But did that already happen? Is that
So that was back in April, but this year in November we've got our big fifth year anniversary recital. So we did a big last year. We actually our recital was the biggest it's ever been. We did it at our like performing arts center that Broadway tours would come to, which was awesome and crazy in its own self. But yeah, this year we're actually doing a Hollywood theme, so it's kind of fun to be here.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna get some inspiration, which
that's
is
great.
but yeah, so we're doing our big fifth year recital in November, which I'm very excited
about. Let's repeat. So for the audience, since it's not till November, but how could maybe they start to look into it? You guys are located again for one per
people. Yeah, we're in Nashville, Tennessee, but we also Move Inclusive, so it's Move Inclusive Dance, but we do have virtual dance classes as well that people can plug into. So you can look up Move Inclusive Dance on Instagram or Facebook and kind of get contact information from there. But it's going to be big. We are going to for sure be posting a lot of promo for that on social media. So that'd be the best way to
check it out. It's called
Move
Inclusive Dance.
Move Inclusive Dance.
And that's the company.
Yes.
Okay. And then your instructor there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
then,
yeah.
So, and then you specifically would do?
I do a musical theater class. So we have a bunch of different types of dance classes. We have a groovy moves class, which is kind of like a hip hop class. We have classical ballet classes. We have kind of creative movement classes for some students that maybe have some higher support needs. And we just get really creative with those. We have parent child classes for families with kids under the age of 5. We have a Latin dance class, so a whole lot of variety.
Wow.
Which is really cool. And yeah, I've been teaching the musical theater class for about a year and a half, and I try to teach them like legit Broadway choreography. So there's a lot of tutorials out there. I kind of learned them myself, and then I teach them that, and I adapted a little bit for my students, but honestly, like they pretty much got it, which
that's
is awesome.
Awesome. And what got you into that field, so to speak? I know you like musical theater, but
So I my main my main field in life has been special ed to some degree. So I started out as a high school special ed teacher, and then, you know, my full-time gig. Now I work at a college for, program for students with disabilities, and just kind of have loved it. I mean, I feel like I've been surrounded by people with different abilities my entire life, and it's just been a cool way to get involved. And yeah, I found them, weirdly enough, during COVID, through like a fair thing that was happening with work, and just ended up emailing about volunteering. I volunteered with them for about almost 2 years before I started officially working
with
them.
Wow, that's awesome. But, that's awesome. That's really cool. And then, so when they say when you say move-in inclusive, mm-hmm. What does that mean for everyone in general?
Yeah, so
that's my first time I've actually heard it. Like,
yeah, so inclusive just means everybody. Okay. So
when it's move-in inclusive, so what does that mean?
Well, move, I mean, again, when you think about movement with dance, and, you know, just getting moving, I think is a big thing for people, all people. And I've really found through working here, as well as just experiences in general, that the arts are just such an awesome outlet for all people, and especially people with disabilities, just to be creative. And so, yeah, we, you know, at MOVE, we really just have our students doing things, and, you know, every student may be doing something slightly different, and that's totally cool. So, yeah, we adapt classes, we do things that just are inclusive of all of our students.
That's awesome. Well, that's a cool combination, David, from filmmaking, photojournalism, and then musical theater. You can make one big movie, theater movie.
That would be awesome.
And then report it on the news. So, like, let's talk about really quick. I know we got to wrap up here in just a few minutes. So, let's say for you, any ideas, any or projects you got lined up, maybe whether in photojournalism or as a filmmaker?
Yeah. So, I mean, Ty and I are still working together, and we're working on projects, and hopefully, we'll have something to come back to in a bit. Yeah.
But when he comes back, hopefully, we'll give you something guys to talk about. But cool. But that's something that you do. You like writing more, or do you like or what do you like to do more? Do you like the creative part? Or
I love being behind the camera, and then with News Channel 5, I am working out, like I said earlier, on another story for music, and that one I'm probably going to be working on that for like the next month, and okay. That'll go up.
Cool. And then anything upcoming for yourself, Emily Barker? I know you said something in November, right?
Yeah, that's the that's kind of the big thing right now. I also. Next year, I'm going to be stage managing a community theater production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which I'm really excited about. But otherwise, no.
Awesome.
Right now, just kind of supporting his dreams.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, again, so they could check out Winter Rings as well.
Yep.
That's out there. And then if they want to just follow you just to kind of get an idea, and then obviously, hopefully, when you got some stuff, other stuff that we'll hopefully cooking that we'll talk about, you obviously will more than welcome back. How could they check you out? Social medias, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, they can check me out at david.rivers13. On basically everything,
and then also you want to check out News Channel 5 out there, and if they're out in Nashville.
Yep.
Gotcha. And then Emily Barker, how can I check you out?
Yeah, on Instagram it's mbarks1, like Emily Barker.
mbarks1.
Facebook is just Emily Barker. I don't really think I don't really use anything else.
So. Okay, yeah. mbarks1, and then what would you say?
Got it.
All right. Well, cool. Well, the show is about inspiring others. I know it's already, we got like literally less than 3 minutes left. That went quick. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. So David Rivers, you've given such great words of wisdom before, but you know, we've all kind of matured in the last time, so to speak, and we've gotten a lot through troubling times.
Yeah.
So we always want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to be a filmmaker, a photojournalist, or just follow their dreams in general?
I've always been inspired by the saying, when life gives you lemons, make orange juice and let the world wonder how.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. And Emily Barker, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, be a musical theater instructor? Or just, you know, follow their dreams in general.
Yeah, I think just keep putting yourself out there. I think especially in the theater world, like you hear more no's than yeses. I'm sure that's the same in film and just kind of all the entertainment. But keep putting yourself out there, follow your dreams, and trust that, you know, what you have is good enough for whatever you need to be at.
Awesome. Well, I thank you guys both. Time went by really quickly. I hope you enjoy yourself here in LA or California.
Thank you.
Have you been enjoying yourself so far?
It's been great. Yes,
awesome. Anything? Any places you got to see so far that you?
Ooh, I did a whole stint in Northern California. My favorite thing I think up there was the Winchester Mystery House. It was very cool. So yeah, I don't know.
Any plans for in LA?
Yeah, we're going to come back to LA on Sunday. Yeah. I mean, we're going to do all the touristy things, you know, okay. Griffith Observatory, Hollywood sign.
Okay, got
and
it.
And the Star Walk.
You mean Walk of
the, the Walk of Star.
Star Walk. He's like thinking Luke
Star
Skywalker.
Wars.
The Star Walk. The Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah. And we're also going to do LACMA.
Oh, LACMA. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, again, thank you guys for coming. David, again, it's always a pleasure. Have a safe trip back as well. Again, it's very extreme pleasure meeting you, Emily Barker.
You as well.
And I'm hoping you have a good time here in LA. Welcome
so
to LA, as well as to California. California. But I'm glad you guys are very happily together right now. And then check out Strangers by yourselves.
By yourself.
And then you guys watch Galaxy Quest again. All right. Okay. Well, check you guys again. So thank you guys again. That's David Rivers, filmmaker, photojournalist, and then Emily Barker, musical theater instructor. Thank you guys. God bless you guys both. And I want to say thank you all for everyone for tuning in. I love you guys. Appreciate all you guys. God bless you guys off. Bless you guys all. And I like to sign off with Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.